This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA left both this and next year's corn carryover projections unchanged from the May report at 2.295 and 2.110 billion bushels, respectively. That was not a huge deviation from trade estimates. It sort of appeared if they were looking for a place to save money, they could have dropped this report update. They also left their projection for corn and soybean production unchanged for May as well. USDA is using 170.7 bushels per acre for their corn yield. I reconfirmed with Dr. Elwin Taylor that his working yield is still 172 bushels per acre. That is 1.9 bushels per acre lower than last year. I'm sure that it doesn't feel that way in parts of the Corn Belt, but that is not unusual at some point during the growing season and how we get selling opportunities. The Enzo is neutral and the SOI is going nowhere fast. USDA increased Brazil's corn crop to 97 million metric tons from 96 million metric tons in May. Last year, Brazil only produced 67 million metric tons of corn, so that is a 30 million metric ton increase. They left the Argentinian corn crop unchanged at 40 million metric tons. Last year, Argentina produced just 29 million metric tons of corn. So the corn crop increase from a year ago for Brazil-Argentina, a combined 41 million metric tons, is larger than Argentina's entire corn crop this year. The magnitude of the year-to-year change in South American corn production is enormous. There is 39.368 bushels of corn in a metric ton, so you do the math. I don't think losses in the Dakotas will amount to that much by comparison. USDA left use numbers unchanged, but I think that they have corn exports overstated given the competition that will come from South America. USDA did increase the soybean carryover 15 million bushels for both crop years to 450 and 495 million bushels, respectively. They're using 48 bushels per acre for the soybean yield, 4.1 bushels per acre below last year. That is a very conservative yield. They increased Brazil's soybean crop to 114 million metric tons from 111.6 million metric tons and Argentina's to 57.8 million metric tons from 57 million metric tons in May. Last year, Brazil's soybean crop was 86 million metric tons, while Argentina produced 56.8 million metric tons. The crop just gets bigger, and they have a lot of soybeans to sell. There are 36.74 bushels of soybeans in a metric ton. The combined increase in Brazil-Argentina soybean crop from last year is 29 million metric tons. My calculator tells me that is over 1 billion bushels more soybeans than a year ago. USDA says that we are going to export 2.15 billion bushels of soybeans next year. I think that is baloney given the competition from South America. So we have funds that are massively short corn, soybeans, and farmers in both hemispheres who are massively long corn, soybeans with some pretty solid balance sheets to start with showing substantive U.S. carryovers. We also have some very hot temps coming next week early in the season with moderate drought stressing crops in the Dakotas. Forecasts over long weekends are always ambiguous enough given the long weekend that betting on them is casino trading. We added to some sales this week. Besides weather, the next material information to come from USDA is quarterly stocks and planted acreage at the end of the month. Most expect less corn, more soybeans were planted than March intentions. The corn market needs to see fewer acres, and anything to the contrary would be a bearish surprise. USDA increased world corn ending stocks 770 metric tons to 224 million metric tons. They increased world soybean ending stocks 3.1 million metric tons to 93.3 million metric tons. Probably the most discouraging is that they increased world ending wheat stocks by 1 million metric tons to 256 million metric tons, despite the problems that U.S. production has been experiencing. The next crop year, world wheat ending stocks go up to 261 million metric tons. The U.S. carryover declines from 1.16 billion to 924 million year to year, and yet it doesn't flow through to the world ending stocks. Somebody else has to have a short wheat crop too. The forecast was improved for Canadian wheat, expecting cooler temps and some rain while the heat and dry stays in the U.S. That is why wheat closed lower. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.